if we're getting young people to start thinking outside of the box themselves, that when they're leaving school, they start thinking about, you know, maybe I can go into an industry which will allow me to stay in my rural area in my community. Because islanders never want to leave an island. The vast majority of them don't want to leave the island, you know. That
for so long, depopulation has been the story. But you're reporting a 13% increase in the population of Aran Mór.
Yeah.
And that, under any circumstance, has got to be seen as a success story and certainly the start of something which can be built on.
The 13% figure, I mean, we did a headcount, you know, on the island, and it was we were comparing the 2016 census number to the people who had moved home, either because of COVID, because, you know, they were, obviously everyone was furloughed or sent home to work from their house. And a lot of people thought to themselves, the best place for me to be, you know, working from a house is a house in Aran Mór. So people did move back. Now, you know, that also sort of encompassed kids who had moved back from college and who were studying remotely and things like that. So it sort of, it showed us quite clearly that if you can do things remotely, then you can be wherever you want to be. And as I say, a lot of people don't want to leave Aran Mór. They leave because they have to, not because they want to. There are people moving here at the present moment. So the numbers have gone up. It's positive in that regard. It's moving in the right direction. We need to build on it again further. There's a lot more to be done with regards to looking at the barriers that people are facing with regards to moving home. There are issues around housing policy that needs to be put in place.